Matters, the Mountain Express Weekly News Podcast. Speaking today is me, I'm Margaret Williams, the co-managing editor, particularly of the news department. And joining me today is senior news reporter David Forbes to talk about a couple of stories that he has this week.
Thank you.
First off, David, the city council, they did a few things in their last meeting of the year.
Yes, primarily city council pushed along the 51 Biltmore project. That's a hotel and parking deck partnership between the city and some private developers. They push it forward one more step. They'll decide on its final fate in early January. Big project, big deal, a lot of controversy over it. And they also discussed annexation, particularly because the General Assembly is now controlled by the Republicans, who may do away with the city's ability to force annexation, period.
Those are both very touchy subjects.
Indeed, and there's a few in the article, a lot of different perspectives on them came out.
Mm-hmm. Another story that you're working on, David, broke a few weeks ago, and you took some time to look into it a little bit further and get deeper into a possible violation, or at least a stretch at most, of the living wage certification.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there's a number of labor issues involved in this story, some of which haven't really been addressed in the public coverage of it yet. And specifically the Bucci, which is a kombucha company in town.
Local. What is kombucha? Some folks may not know.
It's a fermented tea drink. Mm-hmm. A number of employees wondered why they were paid $10 an hour and two bottles of Bucci per shift, but had a living wage certification, which typically requires a higher wage or health benefits. One employee made an inquiry, and according to her, she was fired after making this inquiry. She since said that she thought this action by the employer was hypocritical. There's a number of issues involving also interactions she had with the Just Economics, who run the living wage campaign around here. Mm-hmm. And also, there's the fact that the employees were paid as independent contractors, which means they had to pay their own taxes and Social Security. There's a lot of issues in here that go with living wage, labor in Asheville, what is a living wage, how do people qualify for it, how do small businesses operate in under those conditions. There's a lot of stuff in this story, and I think it's an important issue.
And you also talked to some folks about labor law.
Yes.
Carolina.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there are some typically factory style or bottling labor like Bucci's not qualify as independent contractor work. Qualifies employer employee, which means that the employer is certain, pays payroll taxes and things like that. However, there's more in depth about that in the story.
Okay, look forward to sharing with it. Thank you, David, for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Another story we have coming up this week is our annual calendar roundup, in which we feature mostly nonprofits, but a few of Asheville's curiosities when it comes to calendars. We have as usual, the Freaks of Asheville, which is a nice roundup of interesting and curious folks and people and things from the area. We also have some old buildings. The WNC Historical Association has a roundup of, and some old pictures, which are really interesting. Look at some of the buildings around town, like the Jackson Building, for example. We've also got, for the more curious, the Men of Westville Pub. They do a roundup every year. And Amanda Varner, who's the intern who rounded these up for us, she says that her grandmother really likes that calendar. So check it out. We also have Heels and Wheels, which has to do with women and trucks and cars and SUVs, and you can kind of go from there with that thought. And we have Asheville Greenworks, which has their annual roundup of treasured trees. And we also have a couple of weather calendars, one from UNCA's Atmospheric Sciences Department, as well as Ray's Weather, which features some great photography from some of our local WNC photographers. So take a look and see what calendars you need for the year. And again, that story is by Amanda Varner, who's an intern here at Express and also an Asheville High School student. Also joining us today is reporter Jake Frankel, who has been up on the slopes and in the depths of the county commissioner's meeting. He's here to tell us a little bit about winter sports and county commissioner plans for the year. Let's start with sports.
Yeah, both of those experiences were very interesting in very different ways. The cover story this week is kind of a primer at looking into winter sports in Western North Carolina with a focus on skiing and snowboarding. As the winter goes on, we're going to continue the series with looks at other things such as cross-country skiing. We have an article coming out on that in January. But in this article, I look at a little context of the ski industry. Skiing and snowboarding has been growing a lot in the area, especially last year because it was such a snowy winter. Visits were up to over 600,000, and the ski industry generated $146 million.
That's a good economic impact.
It's a huge economic impact. And the other part of this story is just kind of a first-person account of an adventure I had a couple weeks ago. The first time it snowed. I'm a huge snow lover and snowboarder, and I went out to Big Bald, which is the highest mountain in Madison County. And on that day, it was really only flurrying in town, but I ended up...
sure it was a blizzard up there.
It was a blizzard. I ended up playing in the snow in a waist-deep snowdrift. I didn't have that much success actually riding very gracefully down there. Mostly I just kind of fell on my face a bunch. But it was a great time, and hopefully the start of many more adventures to come this winter.
Good deal. But moving on to not necessarily sports per se, though it's not well known that Commissioner Bill Stanley was once a judo man. But that's not what they were talking about this week.
Not so much.
It was long for the commissioners, almost 6 hours, their annual retreat.
Yeah, it was a long afternoon. It was actually a snowy afternoon, and I was partially had my head thinking about being back on that mountain. But yeah, I sat in on their winter retreat, and they discussed a wide variety of issues and kind of hinted at a lot of things they'll be considering over the next year. One of them was the potential to put on the ballot next year a quarter-cent sales tax increase, all of which would go towards benefiting AB Tech and providing some funds for them to do some building improvements. They also discussed the new marketing campaign that they're going to put in place for the year. It's going to be Grow Buncombe County, and along with that, they're going to launch a new website that's going to really try to take more advantage of social media. They also talked a lot about how healthcare reform is going to affect the county, both in terms of county employees and people who need healthcare services. And the assistant county manager, Mandy Stone, brought up an interesting fact. I thought she said that they're expecting about 65,000 Buncombe County residents to be newly eligible for Medicaid under the new rules, which is going to provide people that need help a lot of good help, but it's also going to really cost a lot to the county at a time when their budget is already tight. They also looked at adjusting the policy to naming buildings, and this is a big issue because they have so many renovations and new buildings in the works over the next year. And I'd like to just mention that they're accepting suggestions for new names for these buildings, and not only the buildings, but individual rooms within the buildings. And the commissioners have said they want to use this to honor notable figures. Mm-hmm. And if anyone has any ideas of who those notable figures might be in the area, they can get in touch with Kathy Hughes, who is the clerk to the board, and her email is available on the Buncombe County website at buncombecounty.org.
So name a building, get out in the snow, look at some interesting and possibly sexy calendars, and get your Mountain Express next week. Thanks for listening. This has been Local Matters from Mountain Express.